No, I don't say it all day. And I know somebody said. What's up, gang? This is It's a Thin Line Podcast. I am your boy, the POP, the Prince of Podcast Juice in the building. What's up?
Holding it down.
Always, always. And Miss Lady.
The fabulous Kyra Lynn. Hello. Hello. Hello.
We in here today. So, I mean, what is this? This is season one, episode what, nine? We getting up there.
Nine episodes in.
Mm-hmm. So tell them what we got to talk about today.
We're going to recap. Okay. A little bit of episode eight. So right. I posted a poll on IG and I asked a question. If you hadn't heard episode eight yet, you can backtrack. Pause this right now. You can go check it out. Episode eight. Yep. So you can still be a little available. Bit, still get caught up on what we're talking about. But I posed the question, who is more likely to flex on their ex? Mm. And by flex, I mean, or we mean to post your new situation yeah. for your old situation to see.
Because you know they watching.
They always so watching. Gotta, yeah, they stay yeah. watching. They stay watching. Even when they hit the unfollow button, they stay watching. Because if you go to that search box, you still typing my name in.
Even when they block.
They still try. They still try.
You got them, the region hair pages ain't fooling me, okay? I know you, y'all.
I know somebody in there. I know somebody in there.
Nobody that is.
It's a lot of them, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like every other day. It's a lot of stalkers. That's a lot of people looking for you. But so I posted the poll and unfortunately, there was a 60-40 split and the females may have came out
on the short side of it.
They kind of lost the poll. So 60% of the people who voted said that, females are more
likely to flex on the ex.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Shit. It'd be like, ouch, damn, we just broke up. Y'all, you together with me the next day?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm a female, I feel like I see it more coming from the other direction.
Nah.
That's how I see it. We had one listener comment and say the reason why they voted females is because they say females do it to prove a point. Mm-hmm. To show their ex that, you know, they can do better without them. I am doing better. Why you gotta put, don't blame it on Beyonce. Don't you even. Which one song?
To the left.
How was that? That's not nothing to do with flex. I mean, well, I can have another you.
In a minute. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute. What? Yeah, how the hell you know where to go?
True. I guess.
I mean, he done been here before.
But technically, Neo wrote, wasn't there a controversy with the, so yeah, okay. Bring it back.
I see.
Bring it back.
All right.
Because they do this. And I feel like men do the same thing. So that was, even to the listener, I did comment back and I feel like males, that is true. I feel like that is a reason why females would do it, is to prove a point, to show that, you know, whatever, yeah, you were this to me, but look at what I got now. I feel like males do it just out of spite because they know it's going to hurt your feelings, especially it's like if you've had something that was kind of deep or somewhat deep and meaningful, or you may have felt that way. And now you see them posting the breakup ain't even, you know,
cold under the ground. Posting, but if you ain't serious about it, don't post. I mean, what's the point of doing that to make somebody else, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And I feel like a main example, I hate to throw him under the bus, but I saw Trey Songz. I feel like he was around the time he was dating, around the time they were dating, and it kind of was real public, and then it kind of started to fall off. I think there was a picture he posted of like him at a video shoot, and his head was laying on another girl's butt. And it was just like, I think it was like chocolate pillows or something like that. And it's like, that was, you know, I know you, that probably ain't somebody you with like that, but you posting it knowing I'm a fill away.
Yeah, we need to find Lori Harvey because she got that man. She had him messed up. He talking about he want to get with Meg Thee Stallion too. Yeah. Your boy's hurt.
She got the formula. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I can't. If you going to look for
her and Ariana Grande.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she got the phone. Yeah, she back with Big Sean.
Oh, they back?
Yeah. I mean, they were hanging out. So, you know what I'm saying? You heard what she said in that song. Then she said, like, you can get it, still can get it or something like that or something. I don't know.
Something?
She said something like,
I think that was in the video. Okay, yeah, that was in the video. That was in her, okay. I remember. Yeah. I do remember. I was like, did she say that? But yeah, okay.
She
I do remember.
You have to be blatant with it, but you know.
But that's a reoccurring.
Everybody got
their
one.
That's a reoccurring situation. That's not a.
Yeah.
Lori got the formula to where everybody trying to figure out what they got to do to equal what she got. Mm. Ariana, that she just, they just running that back. They already had it. It's not like everybody's chasing Ariana. Not okay. saying that she's not chaseable, but you know, that's the point I'm making. Mm-hmm. So.
Don't sleep on Lil' Cat now.
Hey, I thought it was a bunny rabbit.
Nah, that's her from, yeah, she used to be on Nickelodeon, if you didn't know.
Oh no! Oh no! Okay,
yeah,
Cat.
Yeah, that's
I did know that. Yeah, I did, but I know that was Cat with the red hair. I did like that show too, yeah, and I liked her on there. But I know she always wore them bunny ears. That's why I was confused when you said Cat. I'm like, what? She's a bunny. It's not a cat, but it's cool. So that's where we were recapping. Okay. So males, I feel like. Do you feel like?
Nah,
males
I feel like
do it at
right.
all.
60-40 is about right.
Whatever.
Yeah. 60-40 about right. Males do it, but you know, hey.
But you know, hey, what y'all don't. I feel. See, there you go, flexing again, as
so
if y'all
on
don't.
The women's side. So that's where I get off with it. Like I said on the last episode, women do it more because man, we just ain't thinking about that. We trying to, you know, we trying to move on.
Whatever. Anyway, moving on. Thank you, listener, for commenting.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, everyone, who participated in the poll. We will try to put a couple more out there. It's research. We do need help because we don't got all the answers. And sometimes we need your opinion to help influence
what
we got going on. Not all the answers, Sway. Not all the answers. So next topic, how much does honesty play into your relationship?
Mm.
And like how soon? And on what levels?
Right. I know a lot of people say, like, when you first, on that first date, don't lie to me. Like, be honest with me. Because honesty, you know what I'm saying? If you honest right out the gate, then I guess you don't really have no problem. But can you take an honest man or an honest woman when they come to you and be straight up? Like, how do you deal with that?
I feel like the word honesty, you really got to break it down. Because I feel like, maybe just from my experience, you run into people who try to call it honesty, but that's really not what it is. Mm-hmm. And an example of, they'll say honesty or, you know, something like transparency, to where it's like, if you don't ask the exact right specific riddle of a question, that you're not going to get the answer that you know is the answer you're looking for. But it's like, well, you didn't ask me. Like, you didn't say that. You said this. And it's like, okay, but you know what I was asking you.
Right.
And you're trying to not be honest about it. But then at the same time, when you being overly honest, when I feel like it could be more so you're not being honest, you're just being critical.
Yeah. So I guess what you're saying is like, how do you get the honesty out of that person without having to like drag it out or just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go through hoops and loops just to figure out what you want
to
say.
Right. And to go back to the episode 8, to how to not sound like you're putting somebody on trial. Like, how do I get to, I have questions that I want to ask you, but I don't want you to get you offended by my questions, but I feel like my questions are valid and they need answers and they deserve answers. So if you're going to be, you know, somebody I'm dealing with, how do you really seriously bring some of that stuff up?
And I guess it all comes down to what type of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of man or what type of woman are you gonna be? If they give you the honest answer, like, can you accept the honest answer? Or would you like to be lied to? Or, you know,
I feel like, see, I hate,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, hate how that phrase, like, I never want to be lied to. Like, I never want, no matter where we are in a relationship.
Like that,
I never want you to. Do you want to be lied to?
No, but if it's a lie to protect your feelings or to protect your heart, then, you know, I can see that.
See,
but
I guess
at the same time, honesty, you have to break, like, you have to be honest at some point.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Right.
You
but that's,
it got to be real.
That's what I'm saying when it comes to honesty and being, like, critical. So it's like, if if it's gonna protect my feelings, mm-hmm. you can still be honest, but right. you don't have to. It's the way you gotta go about it. You know it's gonna hurt my feelings, but you don't have to just be blatant and right. you don't have it right and come out with it like that. And it's like and then slap the honest. I was just being honest sticker on, and it's like right. no, that was hurtful.
That's how you ruin honesty.
Exactly. Yeah. When it's like I don't even want you to ask your opinion no more, because if it's right. gonna be something that I'm not gonna like. You're not even going to sugarcoat it. Like, in some, like, I'm not a fan of sugarcoating, but right. it's like, if you know it's going to hurt my feelings, you should at least try to cushion the blow a little bit.
Don't right. hit me with the haymaker on sight.
Right. And then call it honesty and think I'm just supposed to accept it and be cool with it because you said you was being honest. And it's like, well, I really don't take it as you being, I take it as you being critical and, you know, you know, coming at me kind of way.
Okay.
So okay. I think it's there's levels to it. Definitely.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
When talking about honesty, how honest are you about not just your like emotions, but like at what level do you start to be honest about, you know, your past and your present and even your future?
Yeah. Well, definitely you have to. I feel like in starting anything, you have to be, you know, 100% about your past, because if you're not, then the past is doomed to come back up.
100%, but like at what point? So we're dating, 3 months or so? We've been on maybe 4 or 5 dates.
Right.
Do I tell you that I was convicted for stabbing my last boyfriend? Or do you wait on stuff like that?
See,
or
that's
like,
why you can't just...
Like when you say past.
Anybody off the streets now, because these folk be... You see what I'm
saying? Yeah, so I'm saying, so at what, like, if this isn't, because I know we trying to not include, right. How honest are you about being, like, because then at a certain point, you know, we're grown, and eventually if you are thinking about, you know, marrying somebody, not even necessarily your felonies is murder, but, like, your debt and stuff like that. Like, when
you got to be honest with that stuff, man, because when you, it's going to come out. It's going to be right. It's going to be playing right in front and center, right? Oh. You know what I'm saying? Or you get pulled over. Ma'am, step out of the car.
Right.
Hold on.
Officer. Why you on the date?
Why you doing my lady like that, officer? And then you trying to be, sir, this is a very dangerous woman. She's most wanted for. And then now you in the car like crazy.
Right.
Nah, fam.
At what point, though?
You
like,
that's the type of shit you got to be honest with day one with me. I'm not finna just be rolling with you and find out you done did some crazy.
Okay,
stuff
so,
like that.
Well, if you want to, okay. Some stuff you gotta find out. Yeah, stuff you gotta find out. But when it comes to like, okay, so we're on a date. Mm-hmm. Initially, you should at least, at minimum, have your dates, you know, first and last name. I know it's hard to kind of get last names, but if you were to somebody on the other side, if you were to look that person up and know they didn't tell you that they got felonies, but you look it up and it's public information that they got felonies, how honest are you gonna be to bring that to their attention that you know? That you've done a little research on them.
And
to
I feel like some people,
like, even if it's not something as bad as a felony, maybe they're like, you know, as a businessman who has like you looked his name up because you met him somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, how honest are you when you do you bring up like, oh, so I Googled you and found out you make this much, or found out you work here and do that.
Now you have like, to be willing to accept if somebody be like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? So at the same token,
weird.
Like,
that's research. That's research.
You researching a brother, nah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're expecting me to spend my time with you at some point, any point, and you want it to be a situation where it is just me and you, I gotta be a smart person on my own and do my research.
Bring that up, though?
That's what I'm asking.
You can't ask me.
What I'm saying. When would you want to hear, like, you know, I've researched you. You know, I Googled you.
Oh, yeah. It got to be at least.
I can't just throw
that
out. Right. I can't text you.
At least 4 to 5 dates in. Now, in the way that you approach it, I'm going to understand. I'm going to be like, okay, she know this and this and this. And then it's on that point. At that point, you already know that your answer. So now you looking at me to tell or looking at that person and see if they're going to tell you the truth or they're going to be honest with you about it. So, and then that from that point on, you can tell, like, okay, I asked him about this. So now I see, like, you know what I'm saying? If he start fumbling up or he start, where is this coming from? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you will know how to deal with that stuff going forward. And you'll be like, hey, this is something that I'm not willing to do because of how you reacted to this. Or, you know what I'm saying? You can cut it loose then. or deal with the consequences later. You know what I'm saying?
Sit in there and see how it goes.
Yeah. Either way, you're going to stand in that batter's box.
So then, look, and I feel like this is just opening up so many questions because then it's like, okay, what if they, you've done your research and so you know the truth when you ask the question.
Yeah.
But then you don't get the truth when you ask the question. How honest are you to be like, I know you lying. I know you're not being
honest. That's something you just like now. You date now. You just take that,
put that in your pocket.
Notebook. Gotcha. Okay. And then after that, maybe, you know what I'm saying, you start lessening up the conversation, lessening up this and this and that. And then when they ask why so distant or something like that, then that's when you be like, oh, because I knew that, you know, you weren't being honest with me.
Alternative facts on some things.
And maybe that's something that you want to let go in your past, because people do that. They want to let go of their past and they don't want to be, you know, condemned for that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have to be honest if you're looking to move forward and being in a relationship with that person. Because when it come up, you got to be the one to explain it. Because I'm looking at you. I'm dealing with you. I'm not looking to hear from nobody else.
Right.
And if you're lying to me, that's going to jeopardize our relationship.
That's going to bring all kinds of questions. Yeah. Scratch a lie, find a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ray Charles' mama said that.
Mm-mm-mm. Georgia?
Never mind. I'm not going to go off.
Yeah. So
when keeping with honesty, our next topic, how do you react to finding out someone that you're dating smashed the homies?
Ooh, that's tough. So setting up the scenario, you done been in a relationship. Well, not a relationship, but you've been dating.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's kind of serious. Now you done got to the point where, hey, I'm just dealing with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You done got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all been to Benny Hotter's lunch. You know?
Ooh, got the special.
Yeah. She went and got all three of the meats.
Put some yum sauce on it.
Cool. Yeah. This might be the one. And then you find out, and you know, you ain't really told your boys. You know what I'm saying? You just been out
keep
the
it in the rap. You know, y'all been doing y'all own thing. You know what I'm saying? Been doing my own thing.
Know. Yeah, been cool a bit, dog. You know, it ain't nothing.
You know, here and there.
And then, you know what I'm saying? You go up to the homie crib. You know, you playing your 2K.
Spades night, you know, a little whatever, you know.
Pool, doing whatever you do. Getting your libation on. You know what I'm saying? And then you start telling them about your girl. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I met a little shawty, you know. Whoop de whoop. Oh, what's
the UPS?
Yeah. Oh, she worked for UPS. Yeah. Love some Waffle House. She even got a little on the mouth. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so now, you know what I'm saying? And then you start to feel a certain type of way.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And they man, I know. Shout out. We used to kick it. Kick it. Like y'all was in elementary kickball.
Like kick it.
Like, no, what you
no,
mean?
Like kick it. Like we used to kick it.
She did that little thing to you. Did she? Oh, man. She ain't do that to you. Well, she ain't do that, though.
Did she make you breakfast? You know how she do that?
You know how she grabbed your pinky toe and did she? Oh, man. Now you gotta bring it to the forefront. Now you gotta go to shawty like, hold up.
So, you know
Daryl. What? You ain't tell me all that, but did you know? Oh,
Daryl who?
Now you gotta go to it with the. Did you know that I was friends with?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because she could have been scouting you from the. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But so if she was though, what would that mean? What difference would that make if she was scouting you? What would that difference mean for you?
Oh, that's
if
dirty.
It's dirty.
Yeah, you gotta be scouting me. You with my dog? Nah.
Not necessarily like scouting like that, but it's like, I mean, because I feel like you gotta understand.
She smashed the homie. So, I mean, we ain't got to that point yet. But you find out, and now you know what I'm saying? You gotta, all right then, bro, I'll let y'all next time. Now you in the car with the SpongeBob, so you're like, damn. not my baby.
Not the SpongeBob
baby. Gina. Not my baby. And then you riding home, so now you like, damn. How is it for women though? You gotta give it up. I just gave it up. You gotta give it up. Like, what would you do if you found out
somebody that I was dealing with I don't think. I feel like that's the problem with some of you fellas. Y'all don't talk enough. I feel like I just don't feel like
because the women always down talking. We can't get
probably.
Murdered.
I don't feel like probably. I don't feel like I'm trying to think of how I just when we're talking to somebody to a certain point, I feel like we'll have pictures. We'll be sending to our friends like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm talking to. So it's almost like at a certain point, there's almost no way.
Cause once y'all, so for y'all not, mark right, y'all so territory not
for,
quick.
Right. So not for my, if you're my friend, there's no way you're going to be dealing with somebody that I used to deal with and, and you not know that we used to deal with each other.
Okay.
But for the female on the other side of it, not knowing that this person that I'm now dealing with that I used to deal with his friend, that is a horse of a different color. Cause when you talk about what you call scouting, I wouldn't, you gotta understand some of the, when you date a certain type of guy, his friends are gonna be similar type to what you like. So it's not necessarily that you were being scouted, but if it's at a certain point, and you gotta think of the time frame between when you date the homie and when you date the friend, because if it's a good amount of time frame in between, you could have not been that aware that they were still friends. Right. You know at one point. Right. If you know somebody like from, you know, some of us only, we're still cool with like high school friends, college friends, things like that. And so if they, somebody in a particular circle knew somebody else that you're dating now that you dated then, and it's like, you, how are you supposed to know that they still friends and still close like that? Close enough to still talk and to still be able to share things like the person that they're dating, and to come, for your name to come up for them to know that they're dating the same person. So I feel like that's a
slippery slope. It is. Cause that's like, just like put it like this. So you talking to somebody, just like we were saying, and then like say it was one of your coworkers or something, or like you show your coworker or something, you'd be like, oh yeah, this my girl, this my lady, you know what I'm saying? And then they'd be like, oh.
So that's so funny. That actually kind of happened to me before. In college, I was at work, and this girl was like, oh my God, I just found this, just met this guy. He's going to be my new boo, like my new bae. We had such a good time. She pulled his picture up on Instagram, and it was my ex from high school. And I said, girl,
oh my God,
you better stop. You're going to have to stop.
You told her to just say stop.
I didn't say stop. I was just like, I just said, yeah, that's my ex. Yeah. She was like, because it was two people in the picture. She was like, this one? I said, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And she was looking at me like, oh, like, right. So that's girl code. She was upset about it, obviously, because now she knows she can't talk to this person. Because we were cool enough at the time for her to be like,
so do you
not even, we didn't even really discuss it further much after that. But she knew. That's off limits.
Okay, so now that brings up a question in my mind. Do you stay once you find out that they smashed the homie? Do you go, like, what do you do? Like, what is your next move?
Your next move? I feel like, as the female?
Yeah. I'm gonna break it down for you.
Well, so, like, as if I was to, because, like I said, I would have to look at it from, would I stay with the guy knowing that I used to date one of his friends?
Mm-hmm.
That would really depend on where we're at in our situation.
Okay.
If it's pretty far along, then I would definitely I would ask him if he wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
If you want to have a conversation about it and see, you know, what we can do from here moving forward, then I think that's definitely, you know, a good conversation. But then if we're not that deep into it and it starts to feel like, you know, an awkward situation, especially how, depending on how the person finds out.
Right.
So if you're present, if I'm there when I found out, like, this is your friend, you know, that mannequin challenge look on your face, like, how do I talk around? So if that's the situation, or if if he bring it to you, like, so was talking to my homies and, you know, found out that you used to, you know, talk to my friends, like, depending on where we at in the situation, we can talk about it, and he can either go, you know,
left or right.
He can go left or right.
Okay, well, from a man's point of view, I feel like it depends on, like you said, the conversation that you have to have. Like, it depends on when it was, how it was, what it was. I need the full dissertation.
Would you want the full everything?
I want to know what if she that did would make thing it with the pinky toe. I need to know. That is what I need to know. You know what I'm saying? hey, after that, hey.
I don't, because it's like, it's sometimes,
it's embarrassing when it comes, you don't want to talk about that, especially if you really like this person or you like that person. So some people want to keep that stuff in the past. I can understand that, but to have a conversation about, hey, let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If this is such and such, let me know. I don't want to be blindsided by nothing like that because I'm really feeling you and such and such and such. And if you're mature enough, I feel like you can continue to have a relationship. Of course, it may like spark your interest more to figure out, well, what else don't I know? You know what I'm saying?
Well, so I feel like when it comes to honesty in a relationship, I know where, because I don't even want to say does it, but where would the, you know, the don't ask, don't tell mentality fit in? Do you want to know all the gory, like, at right, what do you want to know everything?
Know how, what, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you don't
they secret
know
spots, and you know they secret names for things, and it's like different stuff like that. Oh, because then part of an example that I just thought of, I heard of a story a while ago. I want to say it might have been on social media where the woman had the woman and her husband ran into an ex of hers from a long time ago, and they were just catching it up, chopping it up, whatever. Oh, this is my husband, da 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 da. We have a kid, and their son's name was the ex boyfriend's name.
Oh,
but it was just a unique name, so to speak. But it's like, do you, would you ever really want to know something like that? Like, if you was to name your son after another man, even though you just probably would have liked, it's just probably some unique name that you've heard that you just never heard before. And it's like, I think I want my, no, deciding in your mind a long time ago.
Some that, getting that, buried. That. Either that or you. Figure it out.
So that's what I'm, so sometimes you want, sometimes don't ask, don't tell will definitely apply with certain things. But
and
you
be mature enough to have a conversation if that person brings something up to you like that.
So then at that point, what if, so if we're going to apply the don't ask, don't tell mentality, what happens or how would you react when you find out something that you weren't told? Somebody else finds out.
Oh, I'm going to be like, on 10. Oh, I need to know.
Or if you find out, you know, half truths were told, or, you know, where you didn't, you weren't exactly where you said you were for the amount of time you said you was there. So how does, I'm saying when she bring it up to you.
Oh, when she bring it up to me? Oh, yeah.
Because you know you be telling.
Well, yeah, if you tell
y'all, like, men be telling half truths.
Oh, please, don't
half the day,
black men don't do none of that.
Half the day, they be telling half truths.
I'm not gonna let you bash all our men listeners like that.
I ain't bashing all of y'all, just half of y'all.
But now, what the thing is, what you'd have to do is have that conversation. Like I said, hey, if it come out how it did, if it's a half truth, you find out like that. Because I mean, understand, you gonna be upset. You go, that's just number one.
Yeah.
So now you got to figure out how you're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because one thing about it, boy, woo, I don't know about everybody else, but me. Oh, I know, I ain't even going to disclose all that. But yeah.
Your boy all right.
The boy's back.
All right. So when talking about smashing the homies, let's talk about Jordan Woods and Khloe Kardashian. How you feel about that situation?
She always catching the short end of the stick.
She does.
Ain't had not one good relationship yet. Yeah. I think one of them tried to kill himself. The other one, I don't know.
Yeah, it's poor Khloe.
But what I gotta say about that is, I think she was wrong as hell.
What? What was she wrong for?
Because she knew that this man had a baby with this woman.
Okay, what was she wrong for though?
She shouldn't have been all in his face.
Who said she was in his face? What are you? That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about?
At the birthday party, from my understanding.
From your let's
at
let's
the birthday
go from
party,
your understanding.
Whoop de whoop. We it's going up, and she's trying to go down.
No, that's
it's going
that's
up
from
and
my
she was
understanding.
Going down.
From my understanding, because I felt I definitely watched the Red Table.
Red Table.
I did. Okay. I definitely caught that.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
You know I got something to say about them.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
So I watched it, and I feel like based off, of course, she's that's the only opinion that's out right now. The only account of the story that's out right now is really Jordan's, but I feel like. Like she said, she's young. She said she made a comment that she, you know, but when you're young and you leave
looking for work.
No, she went there. That's what I'm saying. So she said after when you leave a club after a party, you usually go to someone's house. She said she went to somebody else's house with friends. It's okay. A group of, we're going to a house. It's not necessarily, oh, we're going to Tristan's house. Yeah. We're going to a house.
It's, but once you this find is the out af- that this is Tristan's the house,
after
what
the club, it's
do?
The after party. And, okay. Right. So yeah. After the club, we're going to the house after party. And then initially, like, yes, correct. Once she found out that's whose house they were going to, this is my friend's house. We're friends. And she wasn't going over there to be, you know, all up in his face. Mm-hmm. That's my, at this point, if she's friends enough with Chloe and Kylie, mm-hmm. Why can't she be friends with Tristan? What's so wrong with her being his friend as well? So that's mm-hmm. another reason why I don't feel like she's wrong. Now, another point, they say this in the story, she's sitting down, and I think she said her legs are across him. That was a bit much.
Yeah.
That was a bit much. But then the next day, she said that he kissed her on her way out the door.
Mm.
That's on him. That's why he's wrong. What make, like, and she does admit that she, you know, she, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have been there knowing the public, right. The publicity behind all of it. So even if she was just there to drop off some freshly baked cookies,
yeah.
The media is going to blow it up out of proportion anyway. So I don't feel like.
This is where I'm at with it. Where the hell was Chloe?
Where was she?
Right.
Where was she?
And where the hell is Will? Cause I'm not gonna let this has been on my heart heavy. I'm not gonna. I'm not fucking around.
But see, that's the other reason. When you watch it, yeah. You get the background, a little bit more background on Jordan, and that's another reason I'm team Jordan. Cause this might be a little beside the point since we talking about Sebastian the Hobies. But I don't like how people acting like this. She just some little poor black girl that the Kardashians picked out of the out the ghetto and put in their house. No, she had her own. Her family has their own thing. The only reason they're friends is because she got money. So you wouldn't be her friend if she didn't have anything.
And so now it's Tristan's fault.
It's his fault. It was bad. Because then on top of exactly like. He didn't and he picked the absolute wrong person to try to pretend with, and that's what a lot of men do, be out here pretending. Right. But you know, I feel like it was 100% his fault. Yeah. Well, I'll say 99% his fault, and I'll give her the fault for being ditzy, because I personally, even before the whole situation, just any interview I've saw of her, she's seen just a little,
yeah, she a little,
just a little dit
balloon face.
You know, so I'll give her that percentage of being, you know, you should have thought harder than that,
right.
But I don't feel like she was being, malicious. I don't, but when that's your friend, I do kind of understand when it's blown up to the public, like how are you able to still be friends with your friend when you find out they've smashed somebody?
You can't do that, especially if it's when y'all are doing something or y'all still
when they're
like,
together. Definitely not.
Yeah,
definitely not. But what if it's after the fact? That's like against all codes on everybody's side to do it while they're still fresh in there.
That brought me to the topic that we was talking about, like, what do you do if, like, what was it? It was the ex thing, saying that.
Oh, when you see your ex.
Yeah, no. Not the when you see your ex. Like, if your homeboy wants to talk to your ex, like that's like in the cold, or your homegirl want to talk to your ex. That's
if you know that's against the code. That's why I brought up the situation with my coworker, because it's like, it's not that me and my ex, we weren't together, we weren't about to get back together, but it's like, if you're my friend, then you're not gonna go there. You're right. But you're just not even gonna explore friends, it. You're not even gonna open it up. Right. So if we're not friends or not gonna be friends, then you know, I can't be mad at you for doing what you're doing. I can't be mad at him for, if he wants to talk to you, then I can't be mad at him either. But when it comes to
people not like that. See, people don't give it up like how we do. I feel like I know for a fact, like, that's in the code with me. Like, if we cool, bro, but nah, we can't even. I'm not even right. Gonna holler at your ex. Like, y'all broke up.
That's if you know.
Like, cause first off, I'm not even finna be friendly with none of my guys, girls like that. Anyway, it's usually just a mutual thing of show of respect. Cause you're with my partner, you know what I'm saying? Y'all right. break up, shit, and whatever is bad.
I don't know you.
Hey, my loyalty lie with my boy, you know what I'm saying? I can't really, you know what I'm saying? How you doing? Like, we cool. Keep it cordial. But anything other than that, oh, I'm sorry, love. Oh, I got a boot on my car with you. Oh, damn. What would my boy do right now? He'd probably say, fuck you. So I'm going to my car.
I'm going to have to go in there.
And I'm going to holler at you. I hope y'all get that fixed. And I'm out. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I give it up. That's a lot of folks don't do it like
know.
That.
That's when you know. When you don't know.
When you don't know. Sometimes you got them snakes, too. They like to go around your back, weave in and weave out. Mm-hmm.
What was that? I just watched a boomerang, how he took the one girl.
But see, I done had friends tell me some shit like that. Like the girl be like, oh, your boy just tried to holler at me. Now, you know what I'm saying? Then what do you do then?
You got to confront your boy.
Yeah, you got to. Hey.
If you got to confront your boy, or you got to, if y'all don't already have an understanding of, you know.
Right.
You my exes are off limits right. because you who knows how men who understood. Knows how y'all men can act right but who knows how y'all, man whatever you she open up for grabs whatever y'all, I don't know how y'all talk in the group texts you know how y'all be
nah we already you know established how y'all be. That the woman group text we gonna talk about the group text
whatever we did not establish we gonna
talk about the group text that's gonna be episode 10 that what we talking about on episode 10
the group text and look make sure you put the when you tell it make sure you tell on yourself okay make sure you tell on
So I'm looking forward to next week.
Oh, me too. Episode 10 gonna be that big 10.
Oh yeah, you already know.
So that being said, ask the right questions.
Ask the right questions and make sure
and be honest.
Hey, with that being said, ask the right question. Make sure you're being honest. Don't be out here talking to your friends, girls, or your friends, guys. Don't be doing this. Because that's the easiest way for you to get fucked up. Because it is a very
thin line.
And that's it. We get out there. We peace.